Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast with Essan Koman, Head of Emerging Markets Research, EMEA. It's Friday, 22nd October 2021, and this week we're discussing the surge in commodity prices and higher interest rates. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only. Essan, the surge in commodity prices and higher interest rates are the two core macro developments that you have been mentioning to me that are currently confronting emerging markets. Which emerging markets stand to gain, lose, and muddle through the most from a commodity perspective first, before we discuss the impact of rising interest rates?
Thanks, Una. So the impact of the parabolic increase in commodity prices alongside the broadening as well as the deepening of monetary policy normalization are indeed, for us, the two main macro developments that emerging markets as a whole are dealing with of late. So just taking a step back, Una, so some context here, the acceleration in energy prices that we have been witnessing for some time with rather a lot of alarm is feeding into higher inflationary environment and forcing an increasing set of emerging market central banks to front load rate normalization paths through early interest rate hikes. And with fundamentals pointing to a bullish few months ahead for global commodity prices, alongside historical lessons from previous hiking cycles, we believe that emerging market central banks will stay hawkishly inclined in the face of non-core inflationary pressures, especially given the high commodity intensity of emerging market consumer baskets. So with this backdrop in mind, we have increasingly undertaken some analysis to examine from an economic, fiscal, as well as an external perspective, which emerging markets are set to gain, lose, and muddle through. So from an economic standpoint, our analysis suggests that commodity exporters have by far the most energy-intensive economies, of course, but that the existence of domestic energy subsidies and regulated prices insulates domestic demand from swings in international prices. Now, for importers where price controls are less common, places like Ukraine stands out as most exposed due to its relatively high energy intensity. Having said that, Ukraine is unusual among commodity importers in the extent to which it subsidizes domestic energy. Meanwhile, places like Hungary, South Africa, and Turkey have a moderate level of exposure, followed closely by Czech Republic and Poland. At the lower end of the exposure scale are places like Israel and Romania for us. Now, from an external perspective, Una, Oman is set to gain the most from higher commodity prices in the region, and we estimate that the country will print a current account deficit of around 5.8% of GDP this year under a $70 per barrel Brent average scenario, as well as a small surplus of, in fact, 0.6% of GDP under an $80 per barrel scenario. Moreover, Bahrain also stands to benefit considerably from higher commodity prices. Meanwhile, Ukraine and Turkey from the importers are most exposed. Now, finally, Ona, from the fiscal standpoint, from higher commodity prices, here Oman once again is the standout, with the budget swinging from around 4.6% of GDP under a $65 per barrel oil scenario to close to break even under an $80 per barrel scenario. Other GCC countries also stand to gain, most notably places like Bahrain, Kuwait, and Saudi Arabia, all witnessing very sharp shrinkage of their budget, as well as the UAE and Qatar, which would see existing surpluses even further strengthened. On the other side, Ukraine and Egypt would stand to lose the most from a fiscal perspective, but the impact is negligible.
And how about interest rates, Essan? Which emerging markets are gaining from higher rates?
So, Una, evidently, those emerging market central banks that have front-loaded their policy normalization paths by initiating rate hikes early are the leaders, with currency gains in some places as well as capital inflows increasing. Now, emerging market policy tightening has broadly been led by emerging markets in EMEA, and with it, rising implied policy tightening has been the most pronounced versus other regions, especially EMEA emerging market central banks have on aggregate almost really outdone the unprecedented monetary policy loosening throughout the first few months of the pandemic last year. At the country level in EMEA, places like Czech Republic, Russia, Turkey, and Ukraine are already several months into their front-loaded hiking cycles, although we would caution that the neo-Fisherite rebellion narrative of lower interest rates cause lower inflation has pushed Turkey specifically towards an easing cycle, rather, which came in the form of a 100 basis point cut last month. What's more, the Czech Republic, Hungary, and more recently Poland and Romania have combined rate hikes with hawkish forward guidance. Now, equally for Latin America, Brazil remains a standout emerging market, proactively hiking considerably since March. And this is not just on a supply side rise in commodity prices driving inflation, but also political tensions showing additional idiosyncratic inflation risks over there. Places like Mexico, Chile, and Peru have all turned to hikes as well, following hawkish impulses. Now, meanwhile, in Asia, very interestingly enough, the monetary policy narrative has shifted only for places like South Korea, with policymakers cautiously hiking in recent weeks. And we think India and Malaysia could likely follow soon. Now, emerging market investors remain fixated, of course, on the Fed's tapering strategy, which is expected to commence next month and be completed by mid of the next year. And emerging market policymakers are endeavoring to make the right cyclical choices by neither keeping policy so loose that they lose market credibility and let inflation expectations slip, nor tightening so fast that they stymie off a recovery still quite vulnerable to fresh COVID-19 shocks. Now, with this in mind, and to conclude, our focus is on countries where external balances are strong, economic policy is prudent, and where the risk premium on offer is getting more attractive. And top of mind for us are places like Israel, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and much of the CCC economies, notably Poland.
Thanks very much for sharing your insight, Ehsan. Have a lovely week, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Anna. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for more information. Come back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.